time now for the Tax and You radio show with UK Aga. Tax and You is brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service.
Hello and welcome to the Tax and You radio show. The Tax and You radio show is brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service and it's coming on your favorite radio station. My name is Uke Oga. This program, Tax and You, is aimed at educating you, the citizen, on your fiscal responsibilities as a taxpayer. It brings tax matters closer to the people. Today on the Tax and You radio show, our conversation is on filing requirements and implication for non-compliance under the Personal Income Tax Act. Filing requirements and implications for non-compliance under the Personal Income Tax Act. A lot of us have been hearing maybe filing tax returns, filing of returns, file your returns. Maybe you've not exactly understood what it means or you don't have adequate knowledge that would help you be on the right side of the law. At the end of today's conversation, we must have shed some light on that so that you and I can become better, more fiscally responsible citizens. Our guest this morning is a lecturer, Department of Accounting, University of Calabar, a member of the Chartered Institute of Taxation Nigeria, a fellow of the Institute of Chartered Accountants of Nigeria, ICAN. We have Dr. Mrs. Obal Usang. Good morning, Dr. Obal Usang. Welcome to the Tax and You radio show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Thankfully, you're a teacher, a lecturer at the university level. You're a teacher. We're going to start with some basic education. You'll teach us this morning. When we say filing of returns, what do we mean?
Okay, filing is simply a submission of a tax return by a taxpayer to the relevant tax authority in a manner prescribed by law and in accordance with laid down administrative procedure. So that's filing.
Okay.
And then for the tax return itself, it is a report prepared by the taxpayer containing information about his tax affairs for a given period of time, and that is done for the purpose of complying with the tax law.
Okay, so you file, thank you for explaining these things, filing and of course the tax returns itself. So you file these tax returns. When you hear the word filing, sometimes it evokes mental pictures of carrying paper, putting in a file jacket. Is that all that there is to filing of tax returns, or is there maybe like an electronic method that's now being in use?
Well, right now in the IRS, they still have the manual method and the electronic method, which they've been trying to educate taxpayers about. So, but for the manual one, there are certain forms that you have to fill. There's a self-assessment form you fill and other forms prescribed by law. You fill all the information required and then you put all of them together and take to the tax authority. That's a manual one. Now for the electronic one, that form has been electronically, produced. Mm. So you just go to the website of IRS and then, key in all the information required. The information required is not different from what you have in the manual forms. It's the same thing, but now you are no longer carrying paper. You just go there, upload whatever you have and, send it to them, and you have succeeded in filing your returns.
Of course, Dr. Mrs. Obal Usang is talking about for Cross River Internal Revenue Service, www.cris.ng. Again, for the Cross River Internal Revenue Service, www.cris.ng. Thank you for this education or this explanation, Dr. Mrs. Obal Usang. Now, let's look at who is eligible to file income tax returns. Is it everybody or is it just some category of persons?
Okay, filing of tax returns with the relevant tax authority, first of all, you should know is that it's a legal obligation which must be fulfilled by every taxpayer. So nobody is exempted. If you are a taxpayer, it is your legal obligation and it is the duty of the taxpayer to file returns as specified by the particular tax law. In this case, the Personal Income Tax Act.
Okay. When you say everybody, does that mean employees and employers, businessmen? What category of taxpayers are to file income tax returns? Is it every single worker, including those who have employers over them?
Well, everybody. But what I, right now, let me digress a bit from the Personal Income Tax Act. Filing of returns is for everybody, whether you are an employer, employee, a corporate body, because within the tax laws we have different tax returns. For example, we have a company income tax return, personal income tax return, petroleum profit tax return, VAT return, withholding tax return, capital gains tax return, education tax return. So, but for IRS, the IRS's jurisdiction is around personal income tax, because they are responsible for collecting those taxes from employment income from people who are in business, that is self-employed persons. Mm. And then the ones who are companies, incorporated companies and all that, they file their own tax returns with the Federal Inland Revenue Service.
Dr. Mrs. Obalusang, there's quite a lot of eye-opening that's happening right now, even as you speak. But we'll come to the issue of compliance. Having defined who should file income tax returns, having told us that everyone should do that, we'll come to compliance in a bit. But first, let me ask you, when you say file, is there any window or a time frame within what, within which one should file these returns? Or is it whenever you feel like it, you can wake up and just go file?
There is a window, but I will explain that under filing requirements, because that time frame within which you should do that is stipulated under the main filing requirements. For example, under Personal Income Tax Act, we have two categories of taxpayers that should file. The first one is a self-employed person. A self-employed person is somebody who is in business, is doing business to make profit, or who is practicing his profession or vocation, and he's not in any paid employment. In other words, he's working for himself. So such a person is expected to file his returns, and he will do that to the tax authority that is nearest to his place of residence. You know, in tax, residence is very important.
Okay.
You know, so he will file with the tax authority that is closest to his place of residence, and then his income is, the self-employed person's income is taxed on a preceding year basis. What that means is that this is 2022. If he has done business in 2021 and has made profit, he will be reporting the taxes for 2021 in 2022 year of assessment. So the year of assessment for the taxes for 2021 will be 2022. That's preceding year basis. It has passed, and we are assessing it right now.
That gives you ample time to actually put your house in order.
So the requirements there is that such a self-employed person will have to fill a self-assessment form. He will complete it and then show all the income he has made from his business, profession, or vocation. And then he will also show the reliefs, deductions, and allowances that he has made on that income. And then he will also sign that what he has put in those forms are correct, a declaration of correctness and truthfulness of what he has put in his income tax return.
Dr. Mrs. Obalusang, this is quite a lot, and there's still a lot more to come, but we'd like to take a short break now, just go on a break. When we come back on the other side, we'll be looking at more of these requirements that you've started with us on, and then we'll also look at the issue of compliance. Are you complying? Yes, you who's listening, are you complying? This is the Tax and You Radio Show. Don't go away.
This is our crossing state, a beautiful land, oh. This is our state, if it's better, more and more. Everybody hands, make we pay our tax. Make we know relax, make we pay our tax. Make we take cross river to the max. Better road, safety hospital, plus drinking water. Everything good in one. Security, prosperity, plus electricity. Better life, no be by lucky. Make we pay our tax, make we know relax.
Let's all pay our taxes to develop our beautiful state. When we pay our taxes, things work better. Cross River Internal Revenue Service. It all starts with your tax. This message is brought to you by Cross River Internal Revenue Service.
Tax and You with UK Auger. Everything you need to know about your taxes.
Welcome back to the Tax and You Radio Show on your best music, best talk radio station. My name is Yuki and I'm having a conversation on filing requirements and implications for non-compliance under the Personal Income Tax Act. Our guest is Dr. Obalu Sang, who is a lecturer at the Department of Accounting, University of Calabar, a member of the Chartered Institute of Taxation Nigeria, CITN, and a fellow of the Institute of Chartered Accountants of Nigeria, ICAN. We have her still here with us. Thank you, Dr. Bao, for staying with us.
Thank you.
Now, let's continue with more of this education. The filing requirements, as it concerns everyone, you talked about personal, that's filing for personal businesses,
yeah.
Right? The sole proprietor, the man who is his own business. What about the other categories?
Well, I hadn't finished with that of the sole proprietor.
Please finish.
Yeah, because when he fills all those forms, he's also supposed to attach evidence of payment of tax. You know, he's self-assessing himself.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, this is my income and these are my taxes. And he goes to pay. So he puts all those together and sends to the relevant tax authority, in this case, Cross River State Internal Revenue Service. And he has between January of the new year, 2022, to 31st March of that year, to file that return as a sole proprietor.
That's the returns for 2021.
Yes.
Okay, as we have.
And you know, it's not just sole proprietors. If there are persons who come together to do business and they are in partnership, it's not an incorporated business, but partnership business, they too fall under this category. They have to file their returns in the following year between January and 31st March.
Okay.
Okay, now for those who are individuals in employment, You are somebody employed you and is paying you salary, and their own income taxes are paid through the pay as you earn system.
Payee.
So their employers are expected to deduct their taxes and remit to the relevant tax authority. For those ones, the requirements are the same, you know, as the self-employed, except for two things.
Okay.
The first one is that in their own requirement, the taxpayer is expected to declare income from all other sources outside his paid employment income.
So you can't even just say, let me declare only the one that's my salary. No, side hustle is just blessing.
The side hustle must come in,
okay,
along with the income from your paid employment, so that we can now have your global income from where all the allowances and reliefs that are there for you in the law can be taken out, and whatever is remaining taxed according to the personal income tax.
Dr. Obalu Sang, how do you go about doing that? Since it's already filed for you or paid for you by your primary or your major employer, how do you then go about compiling everything as an employee?
Well, you know, the thing is, the onus lies on the employee to tell his employer, I also made income from other sources. Otherwise, you can also, even if your employer has done that, you know, you can also go to the IRS and fantastic. Say, I had other incomes, this is it. And for your paid employment, you are taxed on an actual basis, because as salary is given to you, taxes are removed.
Mm.
But some of those side hustles may be coming from things like unearned income, dividends, interest, royalty, rents. Those ones are taxed on preceding year basis. So if in 2022 as an employee of University of Calabar, they have been deducting my taxes, and then I have investment somewhere else, you know, so for my 2021, this is what will happen. In addition to that, my taxes from my employment income, if I've earned dividends in 2020, preceding year basis, those dividends, those royalties in 2020 will be brought into the picture because it's preceding year for such unearned income. Okay. So it will be brought in so that I can have a global picture of all that I have earned, and then my taxes will be calculated accordingly.
Thank you, Dr. Obalusang. Now let's ask the question, the million naira question, or even billion naira question. Are we complying? Largely from your experience as a fellow ICANN member, CITN, and a lecturer, of course, of accounting, what do you think the answer would be? Are we doing well in terms of compliance with this filing of returns?
I personally don't think the majority of people within Cross River State are complying. Otherwise, IRS would not be embarking on this kind of very serious campaign to educate taxpayers, you know. Because even within the tax law, there's provision for us to voluntarily, without anybody compelling us, voluntarily go to the tax authority and say, this is what I've earned and I've paid so taxes. You know, but, you know, tax is not sweet to pay. Not everybody likes it. Mm-hmm. So as long as nobody is using cane to pursue you and nobody is looking for you, most times people don't voluntarily go and say, this is what I've earned. So I think the level of compliance may not be so much, especially for the self-employed people, like those who are in employment, you know, because before you can even have access to the salary, the thing is taken off, so you have no choice. So, but for the self-employed people, it's a bit difficult because most
of
them
who have income from other sources like rental income,
they will not declare all. They won't declare all. So, but I think a time will come, and it has already started, when the sources of income of every one of us will be bare, and nobody will be able to hide his or her, you know, extra income from the eyes of the tax authority.
All right. Well, I mean, you said it, and that's exactly what I feel as well. Like the compliance level is very low. But thankfully, this program is here, and you're here, Dr. Obalusang, to educate us on this. Now, does the law, the Personal Income Tax Act, Peter, you've mentioned it, does that act, you know, give power to this collecting of or filing of tax returns?
Yeah,
it does. It empowers. Yeah, so yeah, we have to.
It's a statutory thing.
We must.
Yes, it's a must.
It's not you can, you shall.
You just have to do it. It's an obligation. Is because, you know, because it is a must. When you don't do it, it attracts punishment.
Okay, now let's get into these punishments. Let's look at these implications, both punishments and then consequences in everyday life. What are the implications of non-compliance? We're listening, but we're saying, for instance, some people might be saying, nobody's going to know. Who will know? I'll just keep doing this. What are the implications for non-compliance?
Section 81 of the Personal Income Tax Act imposes a fine of 500,000 for employers who refuse to file the returns of their staff.
Okay.
And then for individuals, sole proprietors and others, there's a fine of 50,000 naira for not filing. Then an employer, if you are an employer, let's say you just start business, and then you just started business and you employ people, within 6 months of commencement of your business, the law says that you should register with IRS or whatever relevant authority, tax authority, register them for the purposes of this, remitting taxes due to that relevant authority. So, and if you don't do it, if you fail to register within 6 months on commencement of your business, on conviction, there is a 25,000 naira fine. And then in addition to whatever tax is due.
Dr. Obalusang, please, Nigerians, I know you're listening to me, right? Just bring your chair closer and really listen, because this matter, I think it affects a large percentage of the population. So if you have a business, because nowadays the government is trying to make it easier for people to set up businesses, register businesses, either as one-man businesses or as multi-person businesses. Now, if you have a business, you have to register it with the tax agency, that's the IRS, within 6 months.
Yes, within 6 months.
Of opening that business. Yes. Otherwise, you're a defaulter.
Otherwise, if you have employees and if you don't register, most likely you may not even deduct taxes. I worked somewhere before, and for a while, I think it was ignorance on the part of my employer. He was not deducting payee from our salaries. But the day that IRS came for a tax audit, you know, and the books were brought out, and of course he wasn't paying. So They had to calculate all our taxes for the last 6 years, and my employer paid.
From the salary of the employees or from his own?
From the employer, but later on, you know,
he found a way to justify it
from our salary, small until we all paid. Yeah.
But that's a very risky move. So you could not have played out that way. So it's important to do the right thing now that we know
they're
about
receiving
it.
Another one: failure to deduct and remit within 10 days. You know, for employers of labor,
okay,
they are to do their filing of returns is both monthly and then later annually.
How does that mean? Please explain.
So if I am an employer and I have paid salaries to my staff in July and I have deducted taxes, the law requires that, the Personal Income Tax Act requires that within 10 days in August, from 1st of August to 10th of August, I am required to file that return. Those taxes I have collected or deducted from my staff, I should pay them and file the appropriate documents with the IRS for the month of July. So if I fail to do that, there is a 10% charge on the taxes deducted and not remitted. Say, let's say I deducted taxes of, say, 1 million naira, and within those 10 days, I did not
remit it and file.
There is a 10% charge.
100,000 naira.
Exactly, exactly. And plus interest rate at CBN monetary rate.
Could at the current rate, that's
yes,
what they're going to pay.
Yes.
And then you still pay the money, the original returns.
Uh-huh, you will pay.
The right thing is so much easier to do.
Yes. And then also, if you don't maintain proper books of account or proper books to show, you know, some organizations will maintain two salary kind of thing. Okay. There is a real one and there's a fake one.
Mm.
The fake one is so that they can somehow reduce the taxes of their staff, and they keep the other real one away from the eyes of the authority. That's tax fraud. The day the IRS discovers it, it's a lot of trouble for that organization, and I discourage it completely. Explain to your staff. It's the law. You pay your taxes as at when due and in the correct amount, so that as an employer, you don't attract trouble for yourself. If you do that, there is a 500,000 naira and several consequences.
Dr. Mrs. Obalosang, there's so much more I want to get into with you today on the Tax and You Radio Show, but we've got to wrap the conversation up here. I'd like to ask that you please make yourself available if you can, maybe to just have another conversation on this. Can you be available for you?
Sure, I would like to.
No, thank you very much. This is still the Tax and You Radio Show on your best talk, best music radio station. We've been talking about filing requirements and implications for non-compliance under PITA, that is the Personal Income Tax Act, PITA. Our guest has been Dr. Mrs. Obalosang, a lecturer, accounting, University of Calabar, a member, CITN, that's Chartered Institute of Taxation Nigeria, and a fellow of ICAN, that's the Institute of Chartered Accountants of Nigeria. It's been an interesting conversation, but it is far from over. So next time, we'll pick it up and continue with this. We'll begin with the consequences. We're not done with the consequences. So we'll begin with that next time when we come. Don't go away. This is still the Tax and You Radio Show. Coming up right now is Dear Taxpayer.
Dear Taxpayer on the Tax and You Radio Show with UK Oga.
One time where we dey suffer leg waka go stream just to fetch water to take do everything for house. We go trek so dey all body go dey tire man pikin like mpa. The way the things go for this time, go say dey one day my own man asu call for break leg as he dey climb come out from stream. He dey before he come waka again come meet up in one target. But now, all those things we've been there happen that time in our story because government don't answer our prayer. We go stay for house on tap and clean water when no get yama yama. Go they come out. You understand that? Now, tutu. Bite to stream palaver. No more long waka up and down for water. No more yama yama sickness. And today, why all this is nothing? Because we get clean water. Government, una do us well, oh. E good to pay your tax. Pay your tax, make better things happen.
You are listening to Tax and You with UK Olga on your radio.
I hope you've enjoyed listening to Dear Taxpayer and of course the entire Tax and You radio show, which has been brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service, CRIRS. To get in touch with the Internal Revenue Service in Cross River State, the CRIRS, you can visit the website www.crirs.ng. Again, the website www.crirs.ng. You can also send emails via info@crirs.ng, inquiries@crirs.ng, or even make complaints via this email, complaints@crirs.ng. The helpline for the Cross River Internal Revenue Service is 0806-627-6829. Again, 0806-627-6829 or 0802-567-0608. Again, 0802-567-0608. Until next time, don't forget, it all begins with your tax. Bye-bye.